One feature of many American churches has caught the eye of commentator Kim Lane.
In the last few notches of the Bible Belt where I live, it appears the days of the milquetoast church marquee have become a thing of the past. Gone are the easily missed, often ignored, buzzing placards where carefully placed plastic letters would offer simple service times, visiting pastors' names, and Bible school enrollment information. Many churches have now chosen to better utilize this valuable holy real estate by displaying a clever church bite of information on their marquees, maybe an inspirational quote, a humorous anecdote, or a micro-sermon. Perhaps our society's internet mentality of placing value and respect on the ability to deliver important information in easily digested mini doses is putting extra pressure on churches to step up to the plate and try to out-marquee their brethren. Or maybe churches now consider the marquee a sort of midget evangelist, or a divine sandwich board, as though the plastic lettered finger of God is trained on you as you motor by, flashing bits of cheeky enlightenment and inspirational quips, some with palpable undercurrents of impending doom. The new marquee challenge? What's going to be that one message caught in your peripheral vision that will make a wayward sheep screech across three lanes of traffic to get saved? How about some of the ones currently in use, such as the benign yet perky, redemption while you wait, sign broken, message inside, 1 hour service guaranteed, under same management for over 2,000 years. Or maybe the more flagrantly tongue-in-cheek, large, non-smoking section available. In case of rapture, building for sale. Come this Sunday and beat the Christmas rush. For God so loved the world that he did not send a committee. How about the macabre, we hold things together with duct tape, God uses nails. Or the downright menacing, think it's hot today? Wait till you see hell. All said, you have to admire a church that has the guts to use subjective humor, sarcasm, and veiled threats on its marquee. And doesn't it make you wonder whose job it is to come up with the clever marquee messages? Is it a rotation kind of thing, a sign-up sheet, shortest communion wafer? Excellent job on the marquee this week, James. I've signed 8 panicked new parishioners since Monday.
Kim Lane lives in Austin, Texas.